be snow, folks, right? Let's not complain about the rain. Many of you have heard me say before that when I do this, you all disappear. From my infancy, I've been nearsighted. But it's not really a particularly difficult problem because just a little corrective lens and I can see you all fine. You're all back in your wide living color. But the last time I went to the eye doctor for my annual exam, he stopped me and did the checking, things are okay. And he said, you're beginning to develop some mild cataracts on both eyes. I said to him, well, cataracts are for old people. He said, yes. Doctor in his 30s, of course. He said, there's nothing you got to worry about right now, but you got to keep a little track on that because if it gets worse, we'll have to do something about it. I mean, cataracts? Some of you guys are old enough for cataracts, not me. I'm only 65. So I said to myself, there's got to be a homily in there somewhere. You already know the bottom line of that gospel, that Jesus cures the physical blindness of the man born blind in stark contrast to the spiritual blindness of the Pharisees, who are so preoccupied with all the rules and rituals of the temple and the Sabbath that they fail to see the good that Jesus is doing in curing the man. You already got that. I'm going to suggest that the Gospels of this Lenten season, particularly last week, this week, and next week with the raising of Lazarus, operate at a much deeper level, a level that applies to us, regardless of the quality of our eyesight. It has to do with what I call spiritual cataracts. Now, most of you guys are pretty good living people. You're here at church. You try to be faithful to your families and your jobs. But all of us are prone to begin to develop in our hearts a little bit of being off-center that begins to fog and distort and blur our ability to see clearly all that Christ calls us to be. It's that impatience and frustration we get. It's that gossip that arises once in a while. It's that over-eagerness to really know where you stand in a social pecking order. It's preoccupation with material possessions and security. It's all those little things that, they're not real big league sins. But they start to blur our spiritual vision. And if they're left unattended, they continue to grow until we become spiritually blind. Just like cataracts. Now, fortunately for all of us, the good news is this. That the same Jesus Christ who miraculously cured the blind man's physical blindness in the gospel is just as accessible to you and me here and now in this time period through the ministry of the church, in the person of the priest, in the sacrament of reconciliation. You can meet Jesus Christ and be healed of your spiritual cataracts right now, this Lent. Come on out tomorrow night at 7 o'clock when 100 boys and girls will receive this sacrament for the first time. Check out Wednesday week, April 9th, when there'll be 10 priests here for our parish to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation. Stop in the Saturday before Palm Sunday between 9 and 11. There's four priests on hand again. Jesus is waiting to heal the little incidental, insignificant cataracts on your heart, lest they become and develop into a full spiritual blindness. Think about it. Now I can't see. Now I can. Jesus wants to do that to your heart.